Our Lady of Prompt Succor, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, that was a nice hymn to Our Lady that the choir just sang, children. It's to an Irish melody, and that reminds me that amongst the saints whom the Church commemorates today, we honor an Irish saint called Saint Ita. Her feast is kept in Ireland, and she was the teacher of Saint Brendan, the navigator. She herself was a very great saint and worked many miracles, and most devoted to the Blessed Trinity. She seemed to see everything in threes, as is good for us to do sometimes. They say if you want to make a point, you should always make 3 points, 1, 2, and 3, and that's it. And that's how the mind works. And these are all different ways of showing the truth that God is the Blessed and the Adorable Trinity, the great mystery of our faith to which the Irish were especially devoted. But I thought I would tell you today about today's main saint, Saint Paul, who was the very first hermit, and Saint Maurus, who was an abbot in time. Children, when you're a teenager, talk about 12, 13, 15 or so, you're not usually in too much of a hurry. Our Lady of Prompt Succor, that's a title that we use to invoke Our Lady when we're in a rush for an answer, and we really can't wait. Remember, she's the one who delivered New Orleans from the wicked English when there was the War of 1812, and she allowed the American side to win the battle, and that way not too many soldiers died, and the city was not invaded or anything, and Andrew Jackson came to Mass to give his thanksgiving to the Blessed Mother. But when you're young, that sense of urgency, sometimes you don't have it. And life seems, well, it seems pretty good. You have your schoolwork to do, that's true. You probably have your chores to do around the house, but you're not quite old enough to worry about getting a job anywhere else. And you might have a little adolescent rebellion to do. Of course, you have to fit that in when you're able to, but still you're not in too much of a rush or too much of a hurry. But remember, we must always be alert. Why is that? We're Christians. We're soldiers of Christ the King, and God has big plans for us at any time at all. Have you ever heard the phrase, to make a virtue out of necessity? Today's saint, the main one, Saint Paul, that's what he did. The necessity was saving his life, and he made it into the virtue of his life, and he became the first hermit. When he was 15, St. Paul was orphaned. Both of his parents died. He inherited a very nice estate, so he didn't have to worry about money. And he had a good education. He knew Greek, as St. Hilary did. And he was a good boy. He was a Christian, and he was modest and well-behaved. But then the persecution came to town, and because he was known as a Christian, he had to hide with some friends. Imagine when you were 15, if you had to do something like that, gulp, what would you do? Well, he hid with some friends, and then he got wind that his wicked brother-in-law was thinking about turning him into the pagan authorities so he could have the estate, he could have the money that was left to Paul by his parents instead. And so he fled way out into the Egyptian desert. That's the nice thing about being in Egypt. You've got a lot of desert to work with. And he found some caves that were used by Cleopatra's workers to mint coins way out in the desert where no one would see them. And these were habitable. There was a little kind of an oasis, actually. There were the caves, and then there was some sand and one palm tree and a spring of fresh water. And so he hid there. When the persecution was over, he liked living by himself so much that he stayed there, and he prayed and worked all day long, and he lived there as a hermit for 90 years. Imagine that. And he just loved God, and in silence, all of those years. For a number of years, he lived from the fruit of the palm tree. The palm tree gave him his clothing. He wove the leaves into a robe for himself, and then He ate it was either figs or coconuts, whatever a palm, that kind of a palm tree gives. He ate that fruit for many years and then just drank the water and just prayed and thought about God. That's a hermit. He is a holy man who lives all by himself. But then when he got to be a little bit older and his teeth didn't work so well, God in his goodness sent a blackbird, a raven, who would bring him every day one half loaf of bread, and he could eat that instead. He was very happy there all of those years. When the time came for him to die, St. Anthony, who was the first monk — a monk is a holy man who lives with others in a monastery as opposed to living all by himself. Well, St. Anthony had a temptation to think that he was the first one to serve God this way and the only one doing something like that out in the desert. So God, to disabuse him of his temptation and to make him stay humble, sent him to go see St. Paul. When he got out into the desert, St. Jerome says he saw a mythical beast. He saw a centaur, which is half a man and half a horse, and he saw a satyr, that was like a devil sort of thing that was worshipped by the pagans at that time. And they gave him directions as to where St. Paul was living. So he followed the directions and he found him, and he knocked on his door, and St. Paul opened the door and he said, "St. Anthony." And they knew each other's names, although they had never been introduced. And then they got to talking, and St. Paul wanted to know what the news was. It had been 90 years. He was wondering if they were still having persecutions. And so St. Anthony filled him in, and then they fell to talking about God and holy things and prayer. And pretty soon it was sunset, and they were getting hungry. And so the bird comes with the meal, and this time he brings a whole loaf of bread instead of a half, which shows us that God always provides for our needs. And then eventually St. Paul says to St. Anthony the next day, he says, after they prayed all night long, he says, "It's time for me to die, but I'd like to die in the robe that St. Athanasius gave you, St. Anthony. Would you mind going back to your monastery to get it? And then that way I could put it on when I die." But actually, St. Paul was thinking he would rather die by himself, since he had lived by himself. So off went St. Anthony, and when he came back, he found St. Paul kneeling like this, only he was dead, but he didn't know it because he was kneeling up with his hands folded. What a good example that is for us. Sometimes when you're alive, you can't even manage to kneel with your hands folded, right? But he did. Well, for a while, St. Anthony knelt next to him, not wanting to disturb his prayer, but then he realized that he was dead, and his soul had gone to glory. And then he thought, "Now, how am I going to bury him out here in the desert? There aren't any undertakers or funeral homes or anything." He didn't even have a shovel. And then at that point, St. Jerome says, two lions appeared who were sort of downcast. They were in mourning. They must have been friends of St. Paul, and they dug the hole. And St. Anthony buried him, and he knew by heart all the prayers, and he recited them, and that's how he died. Today's other saint is also a saint, a monk kind of a saint, and his name is St. Maur. And when he was 12, he was sent to St. Benedict, to his monastery at Subiaco, the first monastery St. Benedict had, to go to his school. And he came to be very trustworthy, and he became the personal assistant, the PA, of St. Benedict. If he needed something done, he knew he could get St. Maurus to do it for him, because he was very mature and always did exactly what he was told. Well, there was a young boy in the school of the monastery, and his name was Placid. Do you remember this part? And Placid is sent out to fetch water one day, and the water comes from a lake that's a reservoir the Romans had built that was very deep and had no shore. There was a drop-off right away. And he slipped, he lost his footing, and fell in. St. Benedict sees this at a distance, and he calls to St. Maurus, and he says, "Maurus, hurry, Placid's fallen in the water, go get him." So without even thinking, he's obedient. He obeys right away. He doesn't say, "Oh, I'm busy," or "I'll do it a little bit later," or just sort of ignore, as you might ignore your mother or somebody like that. No, he's obedient. That's the fourth commandment, isn't it? Straight away. And as a reward for him going right away and being so obedient, he walks on water, as St. Peter did. Only St. Peter started to sink because he doubted, but St. Maurus never sank. And he finds where the boy is, Placid, and he reaches down and he pulls him up by the scruff of his neck, and the two of them swim back to shore, and he realized that he walked on the way out. And he attributed that to the power of the prayer of Saint Benedict. But Saint Mauro said, "No, I saw." And Saint Benedict said, "Well, I think it was because you were very obedient." But Saint Mauro said, "No, it was the prayer of Saint Benedict. I saw the figure of Saint Benedict over me in his shadow when you came into the water to rescue me." In any case, it's a beautiful tale, children, of true obedience. You might say that he made a necessity out of virtue. The virtue, obedience, the necessity, saving someone's life. You might never think of that. Obedience could save someone's life, even as Saint Paul saved his life by going out into the desert and practicing the virtue of prayer and work and just being all for God. Our lesson today, be ready. You never know. But if you find yourself not ready or you're caught short, never mind, you have a mother. Even though you've disobeyed your mother many times, and I include in that your blessed mother, she's always ready to help you. She loves you very much. So say a quick prayer to Mary when you're in a pinch and you don't have too much time, and Our Lady will always help you in some way or another. That's the beautiful lesson of her title, Our Lady of Prompt Succor. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.